And we are back live. Welcome back, everyone. We're going to jump right into finalizations. We're going to start with number 7, AIS species list and exemptions. Jake Davis is with us here in person. Welcome, Mr. Davis.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Good afternoon. My name is Jake Davis. I'm a Fisheries Program Administrator. What I have before you this afternoon is several finalizations to the Aquatic Invasive Species Chapter. These proposed changes were part of the July Commission meeting, at which point they were put out to public comment. At this point, we have not received any public comments on them. As such, we have no recommended changes to the proposal. Madam Chair, if it works for you, I'll go through them individually and allow for any questions or comments from the Commission, and then allow for Commission action at the end of that. So the first proposed change that we have is adding Prussian carp to our list of aquatic invasive species. Periodically, we review our list. Currently, our list has species that are not currently found in South Dakota to our knowledge. Prussian carp would add to that list. We do list species that are not found to our knowledge just because if they're in close proximity, there is a possibility that they could make their way to South Dakota. Aquatic invasive species, what they've shown to do over decades worth of information in North America, new species are introduced. Those that are currently established expand their range. So as such, we do list some species that are not currently found. Prussian carp is that next one we would like to add. They're not found in the United States. However, they are found in several Canadian provinces, and in close proximity. As such, we would like to list them. Any comments or questions on Prussian carp?
Questions, comments from the commission? Seeing none, no.
Okay. Thank you. The second would be to create an exemption to allow for the possession of live red swamp crayfish. Red swamp crayfish are listed as aquatic invasive species. Currently, the only way to possess or transport crayfish or fish that are on that AIS list is dead. However, there is a desire to import and possess live red swamp crayfish. It's not actually for use as bait, which is the reason that we list that these species need to be dead. It's actually for human consumption. There's a desire to import these crayfish alive. There's then a purging process to prepare them for human consumption where they want to keep them alive before they prepare them for food. So as such, we want to allow for this exemption to occur where folks could import live red swamp crayfish, possess them alive, as long as they're for human consumption and as long as they're not at a location legally licensed to sell bait. So any questions on that one?
Questions from the commission on the red crayfish? Seeing none. No.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. And then the last one is just modifying two species that are currently listed on our AIS list. The first is European rudd. There's recently a review conducted by the American Fisheries Society where European rudd, the common name, was just changed to rudd. As such, we'd like to reflect that change and recommendation in administrative rule, change it to simply rudd, so remove European. And then additionally, we list 4 unique species of snakehead. Now, snakehead are not found in South Dakota to our knowledge, but again, another example of species that we list that could make their way here. We list 4, however, there are many more species of snakehead. And so what we'd like to do is just lump them into one listing, if you will, of snakehead species. The idea being that in the future, if there's more species that would need to be listed or make their way to North America, we don't have to go in and update administrative rule every time. This would be a catch-all, if you will. So again, those two changes to simply change the common name of European rudd to rudd and then simplify snakehead species to just move them under one listing of snakehead species.
Very good. Any questions from the commission? Seeing none. All right. Do you have a question, Commissioner Reese? Yep, we do need
one. One more.
That's a great, I believe we can just take one vote, can't we?
That's my understanding, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Motion made by Commissioner Beast to approve the AIS species list and exemptions proposal.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Bartling. Any comments or questions on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? The proposal does pass. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.